Archie Hardy program as we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and the message we bring you today is Public Sinner Number 1, which I ministered recently at Faith Tabernacle. This message is for every sinner who believes that God could not or would not save you, and for every Christian who has battled with condemnation and guilt over your sinful past. I'll tell you at the close of the program how you can order this valuable message, Public Sinner Number 1.
And so he waited. Now, while he was waiting 3 days, the Holy Ghost gave a vision to one of the Christians in the city, probably one of the ones he would have gotten and drug away, because this man's name was Ananias, not to be confused with the one that already died in chapter 5. This was another one, and he was prophet. And the vision came to him and said, there is a man named Saul that's in such a house, in such a place in the city, and he is waiting there, and I want you to go and pray for him that he can have his eyes open and receive his sight. And when Ananias heard who it was, he said, excuse me, Lord, but are you talking about the Saul I think you're talking about? This is the one going around wasting your people. And you want me to go pray for him? And God said, don't you worry about it, because while I'm giving you this vision, I'm giving him a vision. And he sees a man named Ananias coming to lay hands on him to give him his sight, because I am going to show him what things he's going to suffer for my name. But he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before kings and rulers. And often the devil is, somehow he sees that this someone has a talent and a gift and that they're using it out there in the world. But if God ever gets a hold of it and sanctifies it, they're going to be mighty for God. And he works overtime to keep them from getting saved. So Paul, we know, let's drop down to the end. After this happened, Ananias did come. Let's look at verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, I bet you he almost choked. Brother Saul, Lord have mercy on us. The Lord, and now he clarifies the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Just like that, he received physical sight and spiritual sight. Amen? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. And so now going back to where we were in Timothy, Paul says, I want you to know that this is a faithful saying and it's worthy to be accepted by everyone. I want you to know that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and I am chief sinner. So let's see, he said, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, what we deduce from that is Jesus Christ came to save all sinners.
That's right.
If he can save the chief sinner,
yes.
He can save anybody.
That's right.
Amen? He can save respectful sinners,
yes. Yes.
And disreputable sinners. He can save high-class sinners and low-class sinners. He can save educated sinners and uneducated sinners. Amen? He can save the rich, the middle class, the poor, the destitute, the homeless. He can save liars and thieves and murderers. He can save fornicators and adulterers and homosexuals. Jesus can save all sinners. He can save Mr. and Mrs. Goody Shoe sinners. You know, they're the hardest people of all to reach for the gospel. The hardest people of all are the ones that say, I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. And in the community, they're hailed as being great and being good. They're generous and charitable. They do a lot of good deeds. They support things. They're nice to people. But being good is not good enough. Because in order for you to say something is good, you have to have some form of measurement. You have to have something against which to measure good. Amen. Have you ever gone to the store to buy paint or carpet or anything like that? We just did recently. We've been, you know, fixing up. And so you go and you look at the carpet and they say, good, better, best. You see, they have something by which they measured. Well, how do you know what, why do they say good, better, best? Well, you look and they look at the pile of the carpet. And this carpet is so high, so many millimeters. And this one's a little denser, has a little more weight to it. And the best has more weight and more density of all. See, there's something to measure it. You don't just say good, better, best, and well, is that your opinion? Because if it's your opinion, who says your opinion is better than my opinion? I may think this is good. You say, no, this is good. So in order for there to be some measurement of good, there's got to be someone to measure it. And the Bible says there's none good but God. So your measurement of good and my measurement of good may not be God's measurement of good. I may be good compared to that lady down the street. She's really a sinner. She's out in the street all the time carrying on. I'm not like her. You see, you may be good compared to everybody else you know in your family or on your job or wherever you go. But does that mean that you're good in God's eyes? No, the scripture says there is none that doeth good. No, not one. There is none righteous. No, not one. Why? Because when we stand beside the pure, sinless, holy Son of God who did no sin, neither was there any guile, not even one unkind word in his mouth, then we cannot measure up. The scripture says in Romans, the 3rd chapter, hallelujah, Romans 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. Out of the way. See, he was going after people in the way. If you're not in the way, that is on the way. In Jesus Christ, you're going out of the way. And he said, they are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And he goes on to say in the verses 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, he describes some of their sins. Amen? And then verse 18, he says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. You see, that's the real problem. That's the core problem. If you have a healthy reverence of God and fear of God, you won't be in sin. Amen. Look at verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't turn there, but here's the verse. It says Ecclesiastes 7:20. For there is not a righteous man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So you have to understand that Jesus came to save sinners. He came to save public sinner. Number one, Saul. And he came to save that one who says, I'm a good person. He came to save good sinners and bad sinners. Amen? Jesus came to save all kinds of sinners. Turn with me to Luke, the 19th chapter. We're going to read about one of those bad sinners. Those real bad sinners nobody liked and nobody wanted around. Luke, the 19th chapter. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief, somebody say the chief. The chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press or the big crowd, because he was of little stature. He was a short guy. And he ran before and he climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, No sweeter words have ever been said. This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham, verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen? Amen. He can save the chief publican, because a publican, what that refers to is he was a tax collector. He was your unfriendly IRS agent. And he was rich. How do you think he got rich? Cheating people on their taxes. Now, he is a Hebrew. He's a Jew. And he is the one who's going between his Jewish brethren and Caesar in Rome collecting the taxes. That right there is enough to make him, they don't like him. Just because he's collecting taxes for their oppressors. But if that's not bad enough, he cheats them. He takes more, and there's nothing they can do about it. They can't say, I'm taking you to court. I'm going to go to this agency or that agency. They didn't have any recourse of justice. And he spent his life getting rich, robbing the poor by taking their taxes and putting some in his own pocket. Amen? So he was despised. He was a chief sinner. Amen? But he heard about Jesus.
Amen. What a revelation of God's unsurpassing grace. If he can save the chief of sinners, he can save anyone. Paul's conversion proved the worst sinners can make the best Christians and the best soul winners. He was the least likely to be saved, but he became the poster child for God's mercy. He hated Jesus. He forced Christians to blaspheme and put them to death because he was blinded by religious lies. Like him, there are sinners today who think they're good guys. They don't see their need for God. But don't give up on them. God can open their eyes just like he did Paul's, and like he did Kamal Salid's, a Muslim jihadist who met Jesus Christ through the love and goodness of Christians. If you missed his testimony or that of Pam Howard's, a crack addict who was a victim of incestuous sexual abuse as a child, you can order this entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the R.G. Hardy Radio Ministry. Ask for offer SK160. That's S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 160. The mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you can order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. The offer number again for public sinner number 1 is SK160. Send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or order at rghardy.org. Even if you don't wish to order today, we would love to hear from you and to know whether or not the radio ministry is blessing you. Why not write us today or go online and let us know how you're blessed by the R.G. Hardy broadcast. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.